winds of March that made my heart a dancer.
The winds of March are gone, and spring is in the air. I'm Keith Seinfeld with Cliff Mass of the University of Washington, and we have a wonderfully mild and sunshiny weekend in store. Temps getting well into the 60s. No surprises or uncertainties are lingering. So, Cliff, is this all because April is just around the corner?
Well, let me start by giving you a spring 101. The first thing about spring is that we start seeing a lot more cumulus clouds around the region. And I'm talking about cumulus puffy clouds. I'm talking about cumulonimbus that give us the showers and sometimes lightning. We see a lot more during spring than any other time of the year. And that has to do with the fact that the atmosphere tends to be more unstable during the spring, including April, here in the Northwest. Now, the reason for this is pretty clear. The ocean is not warming up very quickly. It's still pretty cold. And we're getting relatively cool air coming in the layers above the surface. Now, at the same time, the sun is getting stronger. I mean, you can feel the difference. The day is getting longer. And so that's the sun's rays are heating the surface more. So if you still have cold air coming aloft, but you're warming the surface, you get a big difference in temperature with height. And that tends to produce thunderstorms and this kind of convective regime that we see during the springtime. So a lot more puffy cumulus, a lot more showers and sunbreaks as we get into the spring. So that's spring characteristic number one.
So April is the month to watch for puffy clouds.
That's right, and showers. You know, rains 1 minute and then it's clear the next. Some people think the weather here is weird. But this showers and sunbreak regime, which is most prevalent during the spring, is really very normal around here, and it has to do with that ocean and the fact the sun's getting stronger. Now, that's one big thing that we see. The other thing is we get a lot more Puget Sound convergence zones, which is really important here in the central Puget Sound region. I mean, just as a reminder, you get a convergence zone when the coast has winds that are from the west to the northwest. The air goes around the Olympics, and then it converges on the eastern side over Puget Sound. And as the air converges, it rises, and you get clouds and precipitation. Well, during the wintertime, the winds tend to be kind of southerly. And so we don't get a convergence zone here over Seattle and the central Puget Sound. We tend to get it up north towards Whidbey Island or someplace, and it tends to be weaker. But as we get into this spring, high pressure starts building up in the eastern Pacific. And that causes the winds on the coast to start shifting. And when you get northwesterly winds, the winds peel around the Olympics. They converge not over southern Whidbey Island, but over us here in central Puget Sound. And we tend to see many more convergence zones.
So when you say central Puget Sound, you mean Seattle proper or all the way from Everett to Tacoma or what?
Everett to Tacoma is the sort of the broad range. Convergence zones tend to like being between Seattle and Everett. That's his favorite place. But sometimes it can go south as far as Tacoma. So we have more convergence zones because the winds have shifted the coast. The air is more unstable. And then it all comes together because we have this unstable air or this air that can give these cumulus. The convergence zone gives us some extra lift. So we tend to get these convergence zone showers that can get very vigorous in the spring. So that's a real characteristic of the season.
Well, that's quite a lot of weather action. Is that what you're predicting for April?
We've gotten the latest predictions from the Climate Prediction Center, which is suggesting that we're going to have another cooler than normal spring. But this time the spring looks drier than normal as well. And that's all consistent with the pattern that they're forecasting. And that is that the high pressure in the eastern Pacific will be a little stronger than normal. And with the high pressure or ridge in the eastern Pacific, that tends to produce more northwesterly flow coming off of the northeast Pacific. And that tends to make us cooler than normal, but it also tends to make us drier than normal. So it looks like this spring may not be quite as bad as the last two, which were both cooler and wetter than normal. This one, it looks like it may be a little cooler than normal, but it doesn't appear that it's going to be wet. So, you know, that's an improvement.
All right. That doesn't sound so bad. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure.
Cliff Mass teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. I'm Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.